It was organized chaos on Tuesday morning as yellow school buses lined up outside UW-Green Bay's Widener Center. Streams of fifth graders were herded into the auditorium to kick off their field trip of the university campus. The kids may not have a college graduate role model at home, but plenty of university student mentors were on hand to greet them. The idea is to get the children to think about their future, if only for one day. Some of the kids already know what they want to be when they grow up, like these girls from Eisenhower Elementary.
Well, I like to be a doctor when I grow up. Singer.
Okay, I'd like to be an archaeologist when I get older.
Okay. A teacher.
A writer.
A writer?
A tennis player.
But ask one of these girls' classmates, and he's undecided.
Do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
Nope.
I don't know.
It's these kids Cindy Shepherd wants to reach. Shepherd organized the Future Phoenix Day. She's the wife of UWGB's Chancellor Bruce Shepherd. She says the inspiration for the event came from a visit to a Green Bay elementary school earlier this year.
There was a young man that I got to talk to. He was a fifth grader, and we got to talking, and I asked him at the end of our chat what he had planned to do in his future. And he looked at me and said, well, my dad's in prison. I guess that's probably where I'll be. And my heart just sank, and I said, nope. Can't let that happen.
So Shepherd and a friend put together a whole day where young kids can sit in on college classes, learn what majors are available, and see what it's like to eat in the cafeteria. In middle school or high school, Shepherd says many kids already know if they want to go to college or not. By getting to them earlier, she says there's a better shot at getting them to pursue a degree someday.
But fifth grade, they're still in that place where they're beginning to think about things, and research is showing us that they start thinking about their future in fifth grade. We want to put some seeds into their mind about thinking about becoming lifelong learners and continuing their education.
Of course, there's something in it for the university, too, more tuition-paying students in the future. Shepherd says university students will follow up with the kids. They've committed to mentoring the fifth graders indefinitely. And the university will follow this group of fifth graders' progress in school to see if their day at college has any lasting impact as they go through middle and high school. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.